Good morning, everybody. This is Pete. All Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. We are back here early in the morning, having another discussion with you. Here we've got, once again, my good friend, Blake Garfield. Blake is a Scorpio, loves to cuddle, and have a good time with his family. So how you doing, Blake?
I'm doing good.
I told you I was going to get you on that. You said that off air, but hey, it's
whatever.
What it is. Blake is from, as you guys know, you've been listening to the show for a while. Blake's from Bedrooms and More. They're over there on 45th. They've got their big building that's skyrocketed out of the ground, and now it's, what, six stories?
Something like that, yeah.
Jeez. And you guys are just about ready to open that, right?
I hope to be in there before the end of the year. Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
That is really, really cool. And a big shout out to Jeff, his father, for taking on that project. Jeff, that is really cool. I'm going to come over and see that. It's over there on 300 Northeast 45th Street. And that's right across the street from your original building, right?
It's same block. It's 100 feet away.
Okay. Yeah. So if you guys know where Dick's is over there and you know where the freeway is, just kind of back up from Dick's and we're good to go. And you're right there at Bedrooms and More. You should go check them out. If nothing else, go see this huge building that they put up.
Yes, it's monstrous.
But it'll be a lot more showroom and it'll be great for you guys. So we're going to jump in today, guys. I was talking to Blake a little bit off air about kind of what's been going on in the industry, because I know you guys have probably seen a lot of these companies popping up on the internet, like Casper and Purple and Ghostbed and all these others. And as you know, I like to have people on the show that kind of give you the skinny on what's really going on. So let's talk about that, because this has been like a huge trend, and I know Casper's like taking off like crazy. So what's going on?
They're getting to be a big deal.
Yeah,
it's interesting. The mattress industry seems to kind of go in waves, and you know, it was for a while the Simmons, the Sealys, the Certas, the Stearns and Fosters, and the Tempur-Pedics. They were all getting bought up by the same companies and, you know, building the one-sided beds, and
yeah,
they kind of laid the foundation for the online, you know, direct to consumer mattresses, because you know they stopped delivering value with the big brands, and these small brands with a kind of compelling Kickstarter campaign.
Well, so what's the background story? Is Casper like owned by one of these bigger companies, or they start up on
their
own?
They're an independent.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that they're getting bought up or will be bought up by someone,
yeah,
or probably are financed by somebody at this point. But the way it ended up being is, you know, if people can't get value at their local store on a, you know, a big brand mattress, then they're going to go to someone who's got a story that says, hey, look,
yeah,
I can sell you this for half the price. And, you know, how much worse can it be? You don't have to deal with some sleazy salesperson.
As somebody, I mean, you're what, second generation now, right?
Sure.
In the mattress industry. Why do you think that popped up? What was the void that was missing?
Well, it wasn't really the void would be that there wasn't value available in a really overt way that people could just kind of stumble upon. I mean, if the life expectancy of a mattress from one of the big brands was, you know, 5 years, which is what, you know, Consumer Reports or Good Housekeeping will tell you, is 5 years is what you get out of one of those brands' mattresses. And someone can say, well, why would I keep going back to the store and spending hundreds or thousands of dollars on these beds that aren't lasting me?
Okay.
And if someone says, oh, well, this is them taking advantage of you, come and, you know, we can sell you this for less and you don't have to go through one of them.
Okay, so that was what they were beating the drums on. The mantra was, is you're being ripped off by these people.
Right, and they're selling the idea of you have control. We're giving you back control, which is, I mean, they're pretenders. I mean, they're telling people that they get back control, but really, it's just another mattress company that has control. And they've got a great formula, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they make money front and back.
Well, I will say there must be something there. And if you just join me, this is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. Blake, there's got to be something there, though, because I have watched this. In fact, I was thinking about you. I know you guys do it a lot differently, but I have been in some of these bigger box stores, and you kind of get assaulted by the salespeople, and it's not really a fun experience.
It's predatory.
Yeah, it's kind of predatory. And I think that's what they picked up on, and I think that hit a nerve, you know, out there with the consumer.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the experience when somebody goes out shopping, you want it. Like, if you're going to spend your free time going and spending your money, you should be able to enjoy it. You know, it shouldn't feel like you have to put your guard up. And, you know, we have people who come into our store and they're just, I'm just looking, you know, they really, you can tell they had a bad experience somewhere else. And you just, you know, you gradually just make sure that they feel comfortable. You know, you offer them fruit, you offer them coffee, you know.
Yeah.
You let them
know.
You
have fruit and coffee?
Yeah.
My goodness. I'm going to go hang out with you guys more often.
It used to be donuts, but my dad was at like 250 and he needed to lose some weight. So that's fruit.
Okay, good.
So yeah, it's just about making sure that people feel like they can own the experience because it like I said, it's about control. People are selling the idea of being in control of your own situation when in the mattress industry, it's all about, you know, keeping control away from the consumer. And so, you know, our goal is to empower the consumer. And that's the idea that some of these stores are selling. Well, these online stores are selling.
Where they don't, I mean, that, and that's very true. It's like, it seems like, especially in a lot of the retail situations, it's not just mattresses across the board where you go in and you immediately, they come up to you. Is there something I can help you with? It's like, no, I'm just looking, right? So that's a common response by the consumer. Yeah. Instead of just backing off and letting the consumer kind of get into the experience a little bit.
Well, you know, when I first started working for my parents, one of the best things that I ever learned was that you have two eyes and you have one mouth and you should use them proportionately. And you also have two ears and you should use that proportionately. And so you look, you listen, you ask questions and you hear what they have to say because the only way you can truly help someone is if you hear what their actual needs are. And we're problem solvers. People come into our store, they have a problem. Sometimes it's a trivial, like, small problem. Like, hey, we're moving, we're going to a bigger house, we need a bigger bed. Sometimes it's, I haven't been able to sleep well for, you know, a decade.
And that's a big problem.
Right, you know, it's affecting my health. I need to be in a better situation. Yeah. And so you can't help someone effectively if you don't have enough information.
Yeah.
And
plus, you're pretty good at psychology, though. You have little kids. And that makes you a master psychologist.
Well, because my wife has made me read a lot of parenting books.
Yeah. But I'm sure that rubs off on how you interact with customers, too, and talk to them.
Being empathetic is a valuable tool. And, you know, my mom and dad, they were very effective parents in implementing, like, a good routine to make sure that we understood the best way to...
How to talk to people and relate to people, which is big.
Just hear and understand what somebody else's perspective is. I mean, understanding where someone else is coming from, just it's empowering.
Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to ask Blake, we're going to get into a little bit more about, you know, I know this industry is not all roses and rose petals and bumblebees. There's some downsides to this, too, and he's going to kind of fill you in on the dirty little secrets of that. I'm also going to ask him about one of the strangest experiences he ever had at his store, because I know he has a ton of stories to tell there. It might be kind of interesting. You can check us out here at Home Matters. Just go to mynorthwest.com/Home Matters or check us out in the Car Radio podcast app. We are there in perpetuity. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. And I got my good brother. We got a new board op over there, David Schwartz. How you doing, David?
Pretty good, Pete.
Good, man. It's good to have you on. You're going to be with me for, what, three shows?
Three or four,
okay. That's good. Do you learn anything here?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Have you ever bought a mattress, David?
No, but my mom has.
Well, so that means your mom bought your mattress, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get to make a grown-up purchase soon.
See, he's a millennial. That's the thing.
I graduated last week.
Okay, so, good for you.
Nice work.
You already got a job. Good for you. Wow.
Thank you.
That's great. That's good. Do you live in the basement or?
No. I live over in the U-Bell.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, that's good. He's breaking out on his own. Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, the other guy that was in here, I think he finally moved out of his parents' house. But that's a good thing. So, all right, we're going to get back with... From David over to Bedrooms of War. This is our transition here. Check these guys out. Blake Garfield, I'm talking with him. We're having an interesting discussion about these online internet mattress companies. We're going to reveal some interesting information about that. You want to go down, you know, if you support local guys, which I know you guys do, listen to the show. If you want to have a really good experience, this is a second generation family owned business. I've been over there. It's really cool. And they have their kids running around. I mean, if you like a place that's really kind of fun,
and keep the kids under control.
I know, but I had a great time watching your kids run around. I'm sure it's like a play yard for them.
Well, my boys are very high energy, and most of the time I'm able to confine them to the office or working on projects. Yeah. But
But you're, but the thing that's cool about your place is there's so many floors and it's like little catacombs you can go into. Oh, so yeah. It's kind of like forts for them. You know, it reminds me of when I was a kid.
When I was growing up in there, I went to town. My brothers and I, we'd play hide and seek in there. It was a blast.
Yeah, I could see. And now you're going to have another new building for them to play in.
Yeah, hide and seek's going to get a lot harder when you have four times the square footage.
Yeah, I'll be on the walkie down again. Dad, I'm over in the other building. Well, anyway, they're over there at 300 Northeast 45th Street. Check them out. You can give them a call, too. You guys still doing the educational classes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, every Saturday.
Every Saturday morning. If you want to find out more about that, I just call them up, 206-633-4494, 206-633-4494. And your class still is real popular, right?
Every week, people showing up, learning.
Good. They have free food.
We do have free fruit.
Yeah.
It's not a meal, but it is, you know.
Is it fruits and coffee again?
Yeah, fruit and coffee.
Okay.
And
boy, your dad's really gone healthy.
Tea and...
Oh, okay. You know, that's good.
For the people who want caffeine-free, my wife is all about the chamomile, I think, is the one.
Awesome. Nice. So you can relax, get sleepy, try the mattresses out, get educated. That's all
good. Get some sleepy time.
Very cool. Well, I was going to... Before we left, I was going to ask Blake about... What was one of the most interesting stories? Because you kind of talked off air about that. So what would be a kind of an interesting story that you have around your business?
So the bane of my existence at the store is that, you know, we get a real rash of tagging that happens just along 45th. And
now slow down a little bit. For some people, they don't know what tagging
is. Oh, yeah. Vandalism.
Okay.
People
this
call
is graffiti.
It graffiti.
Graffiti.
I think graffiti is like artists, but these are vandals. And it's been years ago now, but one day my dad and I were sitting in the store, we're chatting, and we have a lot of southern exposure, so the windows are a little tinted.
Yeah.
And people like to scratch on windows with rocks. And it's really difficult to remove those because you either need to replace the glass, you need to polish the whole glass down. And so we heard this scratching on the window, and I was probably more athletic then. So I ran and I jumped over a bed and I banged on the glass. And this kid looked like just a deer in headlights. He's holding the rock and he just drops it and he takes off running down the street. And, you know, I'm wearing dress clothes, but...
Yeah.
Did you
take off after?
I race out the front door, which is, you know, 30 feet the other direction. And I come out the door and he's at the end of the block. And so he's, you know, 200 feet away. And I just chase after him. And
you're a pretty big guy, too.
Oh, I'm not petite. You know, I'm 6'3", about 200 pounds. And so but I'm fast. And so I came out the corner and I'm just chasing down towards the freeway to catch this kid.
Oh, he's running towards the freeway.
He's running towards the freeway down the hill. And, back then it was an Office Max, now it's Wine World. So he ducks into the parking lot there, and I come wheeling around the corner, and you know I'm clodding in my big heavy dress shoes.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hide behind a car and duck in somewhere where I can't see him, but I see him, and he sees that I see him, so he takes off out of the parking lot across the freeway exit, which comes across at 45th and 5th, I guess. And he takes off over the Ophir Pass, you know, after weaving through cars.
That's a long ways away from your store.
Yeah.
You must have been in great shape back then.
I was. And so I finally caught up with him at the other side of the freeway. I had no idea what to do. It's not like I was going to
tag him. Now that you caught him, like, what do I do with him?
So I'm standing there right next to him, who's just panting, and, you know, the light's gone. So he's standing there huffing and puffing. He's like, God, damn, you're fast. And I say, how long were you going to chase me? I was like, until I caught you. And he's got a backpack on and a hat on, and I can see he's bent over to tie his shoe. He's gonna take off and run again.
Yeah.
And the light changes and he goes to run, and I grab the handle on his backpack, and he turned to bite my hand.
What?
And so I grabbed the bill of his hat to hold him away from it, and he spun out of his hat and his backpack, and he took off running.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm standing there on the corner of the freeway holding a backpack and a hat. And I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be something in here that identifies him. So I pull his backpack on, and I start walking back towards the store. And I can feel the wheels turning in his head.
He's like,
and he freezes partway across the, you know, the intersection, and turns around and comes running back at me.
Oh, he's coming after you now.
And so he's got to be like 5'8", 135 pounds. You know, he's not a big guy.
Yeah.
And I see him coming at me. I just kind of gently stiff arm him off to the side, and he pops up like he's gonna try and tussle with me.
Yeah.
And my dad, who's been walking down after us the whole way.
He was followed, yeah.
He'd just gotten a new iPhone, and he couldn't figure out how to dial 911. Like, it was this brand new iPhone, and he turns and looks at my dad, and he says, Mister, this man's assaulting me and stealing my bag. And I just like, no, man, this is my dad. It's his building you were vandalizing. And you can just see him deflate.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And so my dad calls 911, and a policeman comes just moments later, practically.
Wow.
But in the meantime, this kid's like, hey, can you hand me my phone so I can call my friend and tell him to pick me up at the police station? I'm like, sure. You know? He's like, goodness. Can I pay for it? Whatever. And like, no, you're going to pay for it through the courts. And so the policeman gets there and I tell him what happened. I said, if he tells you I hit him, I want to be clear. I did not. He tried to say that to my dad. He's like, no, it's okay. You can hit him now if you want. Like, I'm like, no, we're good. Like,
wow.
It's fine. But the kid ended up going to jail. Never actually had any consequences.
All right, well, that was a great story, Blake. I'm telling you what, man. You guys know that you're safe down there, like I said, at the 300 Northeast 45th Street block. There are bedrooms and more with Blake and his dad. That was pretty cool. All right, when we get back, we're going to get back to Casper Purple, Tufted Needle, and Ghost Bed. Talk all about the UPS of all mattresses. We've got some secrets to share about that industry. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Sky Radio News, 97.3 FM. All right, we are back. This is Pete. All Matters. Guy Radio News, 97.3 FM. I'll tell you what, I think Blake's new name, he's going to be Beretta.
Yeah.
You guys remember Beretta from back in the TV shows, but I could just see him booking down the street. That's pretty funny. Did you enjoy that story, man?
It was quite enthralling.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And it was good. It was you had the plot line, you had everything.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's like that could be into a movie. You could have bedrooms and more. You could be like the street cop down there selling mattresses.
It would be a pretty boring movie. One highlight in 20 years of working in the store, you know? Yeah.
It's like Beretta had, keep your eye on the sparrow. You probably, babe, you don't even know who Beretta is, do you?
Not.
He doesn't. Yeah, that's old school. All right, let's get back to our what we were talking about with mattresses. So tell me, Blake, I want to find out. So all these stores popped up. You talked about the reason why, and I kind of get it and how they hit a nerve. But how does their quality of mattress compare to something like what you have? And what are some of the inside secrets there?
So our product's really quite different than what you're going to find in the broader marketplace. What they've done is if they created a business model that says, oh, you know, most people are going to fall in this comfort realm.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably, you know, 70% of people do. I mean, that's the number that keep those beds that they order online. The problem is with the
When you say comfort realm, what do you mean by that?
Oh, if you thought of, you know, people choosing comfort, you know, you're going to have a bell curve. You know, people are going to mostly fall in the middle. But when you get to really, really hard like the floor, you're going to have a much smaller percentage of people who like it. Get, you know, soft like a cloud, like you can't even feel that you're in a bed. You're going to have a much smaller percentage of that. And somewhere in the middle is that peak of the bell curve. And most beds, you know, most people are going to fit on something like that. The problem with, you know, the direct-to-consumer, you know, UPSable product is that what beds feel like on day one is very different than what they feel like, you know, 3 months down the road, 3 years down the road, 13 years down the road.
Okay.
And, you know, the value that someone gets for their purchase is going to be impacted by, you know, the quality of the materials that are used in a bed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gauge mattress quality by how old is the average of those beds that I take away from customers' houses when they're back in the market and having to buy something new.
So what do you, because you mentioned that to me, which is kind of interesting. So when you pull mattresses out of people's homes, you said, what do you have to take a bit like back to your lab? Well,
the first few that we take away of a particular brand or a particular thing, I tear them down. I figure out what failed. Why did somebody decide they needed to go buy another mattress again?
Okay.
Because, you know, I want to know the value of the materials that are put into a particular mattress.
Right.
And what's created the sag. And,
okay,
you know, people buy mattresses because their bed's not flat or it's not comfortable anymore. And, you know, with two-sided beds, which is what our specialty is, the average age of beds that we take away from people's houses, you know, 12 to 15 years. They last a lot longer. Okay. with the, you know, the big name brand ones, they're one-sided product. They can't be flipped over. You know, they're five-year-old beds. You know, if it's, it seems like the more people spend, the actually the faster we take them away from people's houses. So, you know, the big S brand ones that are thick and, you know, the black mattresses, whatever they're called, those are 2-year beds. We're taking those away from people's houses. And it's generally like a $20 to $50 piece of foam that's failed and is saggy in those things. But they're all sewn up. They're stitched up. You can't access to the inside. And they're all glued together. And, you know, it's disposable mattresses, which is why people want to buy something that feels empowering. The problem is they're using really, really lightweight materials because they have to ship them.
Yeah, I was you brought that up. And that actually is a really good point. So they're using actually the lighter material because of the shipping cost there. That's really the key.
Well, low quality, cheap foams.
Yeah.
But they're selling this idea that, you know, we're empowering you.
And yeah.
I'm sure some people will get a good comfort life out of some of those beds, but we're taking them away from people's houses with significant sags, and they're like a year old.
Well, let's talk about that. He's just joined us, too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. So we've talked about this several times before, and I think we probably, because you go way back with me to one of the original sponsors. Let's talk about price versus cost here, because that's really what people want to know about. It's like, well, okay, yeah, maybe I save a few bucks at the front end, but if I have to keep replacing this mattress, the overall cost is going to cost me, you know, X times multiples more, right? So let's say your mattresses, for example, what's an average life? Are you guys in that 12 to 20 or where are you at?
If somebody's crappy at maintenance, I mean, they never rotate and they never flip a bed.
Which so a lot of people don't.
Some people might be in the 7-year realm. With, you know, when I've designed the mattresses, I'm trying to make them as kind of idiot proof as possible. So if someone doesn't do anything, they're going to get good life out of it. If somebody's even mediocre at maintenance, 12 to 15 is really reasonable.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be, you know, 20 plus. And one of the beds that I recently designed, it has a zipper.
Yeah.
So you can access the inside. So worst case scenario, you know, you have a kid that has an accident on the bed. You can replace the cover, but you're not replacing the whole bed. You know, a layer inside were to fail, you can change that. But also your body changes. Your needs become different.
Right.
You can replace a component without buying a whole new bed, because I think that's the nasty secret of the mattress industry is they're cutting off your access to what are sometimes very cheap materials and making you buy something that they're selling this magic that, oh, it's a bed, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But they don't have any magic mattress material.
But they're basically, they're selling a disposable throwaway.
Right.
Item, really. So let's go, let's say yours is 15. There's, let's say, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, it's 5.
Sure.
So that means that they have to replace, if you buy something from a company like we mentioned online, you're typically replacing it 3 times versus the life of your mattress, right?
Right.
Easy math, right? So if you look at the cost of what your mattresses are, the higher quality, what's your ballpark? I'm just trying to get to price versus cost. What's the ballpark range of what you're talking about?
Ironically, you can be cheaper than the ones you buy online with some of those.
So basically, you're saying that you're going to pay at least 2 times, if not 3 times, over the overall life if you would just go to your company and just buy a mattress at Bedrooms and More. You're going to end up saving money in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, it's cut and dry.
Yeah,
But
that makes a lot of sense.
But comfort is subjective, too, though. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you spend. If you can't sleep on it, it's not worth anything. So.
But you're saying, like, with yours, you can unzip them, you can replace
some
things.
Some of them.
And,
I mean, the bulk of them are going to be sewn up, but they're going to be on both sides. So you can rotate and flip to get the most life out of it.
Yeah, okay. So we come back. We're going to continue our discussion here with Blake Garfield of Bedrooms and More. Talk about some of the other aspects, but you heard it here. You know, you might want to think twice before you just jump online. And I've told you guys this before, is like, if you really want to get something that's good quality and you also want to have the support and the service later on, going local is the best way to go. That's why Blake is here with Bedrooms and More. They're a local company, second generation. They know their stuff. I've been there to their store. It's incredible. And they've got the class on Saturday mornings, which is cool. Guys, you know, you may think, well, yeah, it's just a mattress, kind of like paint drying. But I'll tell you what, if you haven't been able to sleep for a while, you're going to realize how important mattress really is. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about those quality things and mattresses. Check us out at mynorthwest.com/homematters or find us on the podcast, Cairo Radio app. And I'm Pete. It's Home Matters, Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. All right, we are back. This is Pete on Matters Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. We got David. How you doing over there? Are you staying awake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I did, actually. Okay. I love my mattress.
That's good. Well, you got to eventually, when you do get time for a new mattress, you got to go check those guys out. They're pretty cool.
Will do.
But they'll be in the new building by then. You can see the new digs.
Yeah.
Let me know when that is done, because I want to come over and visit you guys.
I'd love to know when it's going to be done.
Yeah. I'm sure your dad would, too.
Yeah, well, we've been...
Jeff, get to it, will you, please?
two years of construction is a long time.
Yeah, I bet. Has your dad aged a lot?
He seems to wear it well.
He's like, okay. Yeah. He's a pretty easygoing guy, though.
He doesn't wear stress where you can see it, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't...
Yeah, I've only met him one time, but he seemed like a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
But he's a pretty incredible dad. I am 36, and I have literally never had my dad raise his voice to me. So it's pretty incredible, his patience, because I will try someone's patience.
Yeah.
My wife can attest to that.
I did that to my dad. You know, guys, there's actually a great song that makes me think about that, because I talk about my dad. He's been passed away for a few years now. And this show is kind of a tribute to him, because we used to build houses together. There's a really good song called My Old Man. From the Zac Brown Band. I don't know if you've ever heard that one, but
Zac Brown Band. I don't know.
Yeah, My Old Man is a great one. You should listen to it today.
Right.
It'll put a tear in your eye. Yep, it's a good one. So anyway, let's get back to quality of mattresses. So we kind of gone through the gamut of, okay, this is why, you know, yeah, you have the ease of buying, and I guess maybe the perception you have power in your hands. But people can come into your local store, and they can ask all the questions they want. They still get that same thing, and you guys aren't the predatory type people.
it's both wonderful and terrible. Our sales staff is the lowest pressure. I mean, it's more of an experience where you're chatting with a friend, learning about a product. And one thing that bothers me is, you know, I don't want my salespeople to be pushing for a sale, but I also want to earn people's business.
Sure.
So you have to say, you know, how do we compare to what you've been finding, and finding out a way to, how soon did you need it?
Yeah.
You know, soft.
Let me ask you that. So do you get people that have gone on to Casper or Purple, and then they come into your store and they're comparing?
Yeah. I mean, people ask how we compare on those things. And, you know, the beauty of it is really easy to articulate the difference.
Yeah. Which you just did here on the show.
In a really vague way. I mean, I can get into great specifics, but that's, you know, that takes a little bit of time.
But you can actually show them differences with your mattresses.
Yeah. I mean, it's the value difference is really pretty easy to articulate. Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, I want my sales staff to be able to earn people's business and get sales, because, I mean, obviously that's how you stay in business. But how do you balance that with making sure that no one ever feels pressured to buy?
Yeah.
And so the nice thing is, people say, well, I want to buy this one. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can help you do that.
Yeah.
But it's not us saying, hey, will you buy this? You should get this. You want this now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a different sort of experience.
But
which
you guys
is
have
great.
You have a lot of return customers, I would imagine.
That's half of our business. Is return and referred people. I mean, that's
that's a testament to itself. And I mean, I've seen some of your reviews out there too. I mean, very good reviews on Yelp. And
it's nice.
You take care of people, which is the right way to do business.
But I think the difference between a good store and everybody else is the way that you handle things that don't go perfect. Because most of the time, things are going to go perfect. I mean, we're not talking about rocket science here. You got simple stuff, simple components. Yeah. It's how you handle things when they don't go right.
Yeah.
You know, when there is some sort of flaw, that you drop everything and you figure out a way to make that person feel like they've been taken care of, because they have been.
Yeah.
And that's
how do you guys handle, you know, I never ask you about this, but since it's now that we're talking about this, what do you guys have for like a return policy, or if someone doesn't like their mattress? How do you handle that?
Sure. So we actually, when we sell a bed, we ask that someone spend at least a month on a bed.
Okay.
So, you know, oftentimes people are coming from something that's not flat. We've been operating with imperfect information because we don't know exactly what they've been on.
And now they feel what it should be feel like.
Well, it's different. What it should be or what it shouldn't be is immaterial. Okay. It's that, you know, it's a guessing game. And the first month, we ask people, you know, it's going to feel a little bit firmer than you probably used to. The mattress is going to soften up because fabrics have to stretch out and the materials have to break in a little bit. But after that first month, we say, okay, if this isn't everything you fantasized a bed could be and more, let's figure out what we need to do. So we'll loan someone a topper or a firming pad, trying to diagnose what their body really needed, rather than you know, throwing darts in the dark and hoping something hits the board. You're able to really be analytical about it. And, you know, through 90 days, we have a no-cost exchange other than just paying for a redelivery.
Really? Really? Now, how does that, the 90 days, how does that compare out into the marketplace?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
You know, that's just the way I'm sure that a really well-informed businessman would really, it's just, we've done it my whole life, and we're celebrating 45 years on 45th this year. So,
Wow, that's cool. You should have a parade out there. Put all the Tigers in it.
We actually, we are doing the Wallingford Family Parade. That's
really
brought to you by Bedrooms and More.
Cool. You should make like a mattress float. That'd be like the coolest thing
ever. We have for the last 2 years.
Okay, wow. You're way ahead of me.
Yeah, we're on it. Awesome. We probably should put like a waterbed with hippies sitting on it to show people where we started.
That is like, yeah. Did you sell waterbeds, your dad, back in the day?
We started as a waterbed store way back. So my dad was fanatical. Our dog had a heated waterbed.
Really? Did you have a waterbed growing up?
I had a waterbed crib, but you think about the SIDS risk as a parent, and you're like, that would be a terrible idea. But
you had a waterbed crib.
Yeah, their philosophy was like, what makes sense is you're like in a womb. It's warm. It's motion. And like, I made it to adulthood. Let's just leave it at that.
That is really cool. Did your dad wear tie-dye shirts back in the day?
He's a
hippie.
Big contradiction in that he was in the military. He was in a fraternity.
Oh, okay.
And then my mom was this kind of flower child, but like
they got together somehow.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they fit. They met at a bar the classy way, just like me and my wife met.
Oh, wow. That's very, very cool. That's awesome. So that's really good to know. And so the process that they go through, basically, if they want to learn is, I guess maybe the first step, do they come to your class?
It's a great way to, in a no pressure way, just learn.
Okay. And,
you know, there's so much information and so much misinformation out there to be able to parse through it. It's a no pressure, no sales, just.
And that's Saturday at 9 or when is it?
Saturday morning, 9:30.
9:30 for an hour. And
it's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes, okay.
If someone's going to be part of a smaller group and they have lots of questions, it can run longer because we tailor it to the person.
And you probably
get
a lot of questions, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's the beauty of it is that you get asked enough questions. You every once in a while, you get one that you don't know, and you figure out how to learn what the answer to that question is.
Cool. Well, guys, here's the way I look at it. I mean, you could spend a couple hours search around by yourself on the internet, or you can just go down to this class at 9:30 on Saturday mornings. You want to check it out. It's you can call them if you want to verify when the class is, but you run it every week, right?
Every week, Saturday.
206-633-4494. Or just go down there around between 9 and 9:30, 300 Northeast 45th Street. If there's a big sign up there that says Bedrooms and More, go to the class. Spend the time. You can talk to these guys directly. Ask for Blake. You're down there, right?
I'm there a lot of days. I mean, okay. But I've trained the staff. They're very knowledgeable. But
yeah.
I'm happy to help people. I don't do it all that often anymore because I'm busy trying to be an
adult. After Taggers. Well, Blake, it was great to have you on the show again, man. I really appreciate it. Blake Garfield, Bedrooms and More.
Thank you.
Check him out. We'll talk to you again next time. This is Pete on Matters, Car Radio News 97.3.